everybody. John Brynn here, and holy crap, we just did it. Bitcoin has just hit a brand new all-time high of 69,000. Woo, man, technically surpassing the all-time high. It got there for a hot minute. I believe it peaked just right there, just eclipsing its last all-time high. I was actually just looking right before I started recording to see that it peaked, and we have kind of hit a cliff, and it's retracted about 3% back to about $65,000, which after the past week we've had, I mean, can you expect it to do anything else? You need some sort of consolidation. You need some sort of price retractment. Too many people made too much money. The greed index was above 90. I believe it's, you know, in coin market cap, it's still showing as being above 90, which to me is just absolutely insane. I don't think this uptrend, well, I think the uptrend will continue, but we're going to have a little bit of a retraction. People got to sell off these gains. I saw some stats somewhere that Ethereum holders are 94% of them are in profit right now. So, I mean, we're hitting that point. There's got to be just a little bit of retraction. But don't worry about it. We're going to 100,000. At least that's my opinion. But I'm just some dude, so what do I know? But hey, let's get into things. So Grayscale, for those of you who don't know, Grayscale is probably the largest digital asset fund out there right now. They hold a lot of Bitcoin, a lot of Ethereum, and I believe they do Litecoin, and God, there's a couple others, and I am sorry I'm blanking on them. It's been a while since I looked at their portfolio. But they are adding a new fund, and there's going to be 9 different altcoins in it. So they're going to have Apatos, Celestia, Coinbase Staked Ethereum, Cosmos, Near, Osmosis, Polkadot, SEI Network, and Solana. And basically what they're going to do is people will be able to buy into this fund and receive essentially dividend payouts. All these cryptos use staking to distribute rewards to the users for helping to maintain the network, and that's what it's going to be. So you buy into this fund, and every quarter you get a nice little dividend paid out in U.S. dollars. But those dollars will be derived from the profits they earn in staking these things. Really interesting to me that's what they're moving to. I think it's a really cool idea. Of course, you know, Grayscale, you got to have a hefty amount of money to invest to even, you know, be able to buy into this type of fund. But for the people who do, that's a great way to earn some essentially risk-free staking. You know, if the fund gets slashed or something like that happens, there are certain protections that investors would have going through an institution like this that they would not have through, you know, you just doing this on your own. Now, they have, you know, Grayscale health insurance and all that sort of stuff. So it's a really interesting way of making crypto more accessible for the uber rich, leaving us all in the dust and reaping the rewards. So, yeah, well, whatever. But this, you know, it just times up perfectly. Bitcoin hits an all-time high. They drop this. They couldn't have planned that any better. There's going to be a lot of interest in this, especially since typically after, you know, Bitcoin makes a run, we tend to see altcoins have a moment in the sun. But this time around, it seemed like everything was raising at a certain rate. So we'll see. It could be that we're going to see some insane altcoin spikes here soon. But in my mind, we've already kind of seen some crazy ones. We're going to hop over here in just a second, talk about meme coins and all the craziness that's been going on with them. So it's definitely something to keep an eye on. I think that this could increase upward pressure, and I'm excited to see more. But yeah, we've also started seeing some interesting meme coin rallies. I don't know if anyone's kept an eye on Pepe or Doge or Shiba Inu, but all three have had pretty decent increases. I want to say Pepe, Pepe, however you want to pronounce him, he's tripled or quadrupled in value over this past little bit. Shiba Inu, I think, has doubled or tripled in value. And Doge, I believe, was trading somewhere close to 20 cents. It's not, Doge is not a coin that I follow regularly, but it's definitely one that has seen a lot of stuff. All right. It's showing at about 16 cents currently, but at one point it did eclipse 20 in the early hours of the morning. But they're not the only ones. So Floki, Baby Doge, doubled or tripled in value. Their trading volumes increased by almost 1,000%. So the activity on Bitcoin is definitely spilling down into the rest. One significant factor contributing to the surge in these meme coins is that they've been deployed on Ethereum and Solana chains. It makes it a lot easier to access, and that can only increase as more and more people go YOLO and throw cash into these essentially money pits. But a lot of people are making some good money. According to the blockchain analytics firm, there's a new meme coin out here, Dog with Hat. One trader allegedly made 4.3 million on Dog with Hat. He bought a bunch with Solana. I think he spent 20 Solana just a few days before Dog with Hat went online. And if he's held it all this time, that man or woman has made $4.3 million on a meme. If I was him, dear God, sell half. YOLO the rest, have your fun, but lock in that bag, man. $2 million, even after taxes, even if you pay 50% in tax, let's say 60%, you're still left with $1 million. That'll buy you a pretty nice house in certain parts of the country. It'll buy you an okay house in California, but you'd be able to buy a house in California, or you could come out to one of these flyover states in the Midwest and Great Plains and buy yourself 30, 40, 50 acres. I mean, God, I hope he did well. I really, really do. So we're gonna be seeing a lot more of that. Not investment advice. These things are heavily risky, boy, it's kind of crazy to think of these people who just they spent $100 on some random podunk coin, thinking, oh yeah, whatever, maybe it'll hit, maybe it won't, and it goes bananas. So all I can say is, if you think it's too good to be true, the amount of money that your crypto's brought in, my opinion, sell half. Lock in that bag. I don't say retire to that island. Don't hold it to be a 100 millionaire. Make your money and get out. Now, something else we also have to consider is the Bitcoin halving. Folks, we are 45 days away, a month and a half. And some people are saying that is why we're seeing this rally. It's not just that ETF is driving up demand and boosting price that way. It's people are worrying about the halving. Not only has demand been steadily increasing and this ETF fund has only pushed that demand higher, we're about to see a significant reduction, a 50% reduction in the amount of new Bitcoin flowing into the market. And as such, they're saying that this is kind of what is causing it. If you don't know, the total Bitcoin supply is capped at 21 million. Initially, I believe it was 50 Bitcoin was the reward for mining a block successfully. Then it went to 25, then 12.5, I believe it's going to 6.25, and it's going to keep dividing in half every 4 years until like the, I think it's like the 2140s that Bitcoin supply will finally be exhausted and we'll be at our quote unquote peak supply of 21 million. Though keep in mind, there's a lot of Bitcoin out there in wallets that was mined when it was worthless, and those wallets got thrown out. They got destroyed. They're inaccessible. So some experts think that there realistically might only be 15 to 18 million Bitcoin that will actually be out there in circulation. Some people say that's too nihilistic and it's probably closer to that 20. There's other people saying it could be low as 12, but the general range is in that 15 to 18. But still, the more you think about that, I think I remember another creator, he did an analysis. Oh God, I can't remember his name anymore, but he said, if you can acquire 0.28 Bitcoin, so just over a quarter of a Bitcoin, that would put you in the top 1% of Bitcoin holders. And, you know, 10, 15, 20 years down the line, when Bitcoin's potentially worth over $1 million, that would put you in a spot where you'd be pretty much financially, you know, taken care of off a quarter of a Bitcoin, which to me is absolutely insane. I don't think anyone could get there by themselves with Bitcoin, but if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably pretty far in the weeds on crypto. So definitely hang on. Don't just sell to make the quick profit. Hold for the big ones. But yeah, that's my opinion. Again, I'm just some dude. Take everything I say with huge heaping helpings of grain of salt. I do this for fun, for entertainment. You know, don't just do your own research. Really look into a lot of different things and make an unemotional decision based on what you learn. So it's going to be really interesting. You know, some people are worried that with the halving, miners are going to be drawing more energy to try to mine Bitcoin. Obviously, as you can earn more from mining Bitcoin, more people want to try their hand at mining. It's really hard to be profitable at mining anymore. Larger mining operations seem to have taken over. It's really interesting. I don't know if they're still doing it in China, because China keeps banning and unbanning crypto, like, whatever. But basically, during the rainy season, they move their mining rigs to rivers where, you know, it's the hydroelectric power is generated, and then they'll move them back, just following where the cheaper energy can be had, which I find absolutely hilarious. But if it makes it profitable for them, it makes it profitable for them. Long-term success-wise, I don't know how much longer true mining operations are going to continue. Bitcoin pioneered it, but staking has really become the way to go. I don't think we'll see Bitcoin get away from mining. I think that'd be too much of a change. But I feel like more and more and more projects are going to be going the staking route. And it could end up being a very few that are actually actively still mining coins. Just kind of food for thought. All right, and then we'll round things off with everybody's favorite topic, talking about politics, specifically crypto politics. Like, I make no mistake, I'm independent. I go issue by issue. A good candidate is a good candidate, regardless of party. I don't play the sides. I really don't. I try to stay out of all that. You won't find me wearing a red hat or a blue hat at any type of rally. I'm going to go issue by issue and make my decision based on what I think is best for me, my family, the country, the state, blah, 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 blah. Nah, but we do need to touch on this. So, Katie Porter, she's running for the U.S. Senate. I believe she's a member of the U.S. House. I've enjoyed a couple of her rants against big business CEOs like J.P. Morgan Chase. I don't like a lot of the stuff she does, but I do find her whiteboard stuff enjoyable sometimes, particularly when she's smashing on some dude who makes so much money that you could take 90% of it and it wouldn't affect his life at all. I do enjoy that, but I guess I'm an anarcho-libertarian communist at heart or something like that. I don't know. But a network of super PACs backed by major crypto firms and executives have spent more than $13 million in races in California, Texas, Alabama, and North Carolina. They've got an $80 million war chest. They're aiming to boost crypto allies and take down potential critics. And look, there are legitimate criticisms of the crypto market. It's very unclear regulation-wise. We all know there are crap tons of scams and rug pulls and other sorts of meme coins that are designed, you know, to make the creators money but really not make anyone else money. Like, it's just, I can understand it. Like, this is kind of a Wild West type setup, and people want to move it to more like how traditional finance is running things now. I don't think that's the right answer either. I think we need new regulations to address the unique challenges in the crypto space. But you need the right people in power, and these super PACs using their, you know, wait to try to influence and guide where they think policy should go. Well, I think super PACs should be illegal, but they're not, so we got to play the game that we're playing. So they're thinking that crypto voters will play a real role in who controls the House, Senate, and White House. The crypto community is playing politics to win. I'm reading this article from Politico. Crypto's Super Tuesday target, you know, they've spent $10 million attacking Katie Porter's SendBid. And, you know, some people are saying it could keep her off the ballot, but, you know, it's hard to say. But it's very interesting to see Protect Progress, the Crypto Donor Network's Democratic PAC. They spent $2 million supporting Shomari Figures, who's running to represent the area around Atlanta in a crowded House race. Looks like she served in the Biden administration's DOJ and on the staff of Senator Sherrod Brown. She's a leading, who is a leading crypto critic. I didn't know that about Sherrod. Interesting. But it looks like, you know, going through these names, they're not just funding Republicans, they're not just funding Democrats. They're focusing on what is best for the crypto community, and I can't really criticize that. You know, you could argue that you think one party's overall position, Republicans tend to be more pro-business, so you could argue that you might want more Republicans to favor crypto, but really, anyone who's an ally of cryptocurrency, shifting that weight around, making it a point that, like, hey, yeah, this is getting big. Like, this can shift how people view you, and you need to kind of be aware of that. And that's kind of how public can guide these policy changes. So, real interesting to see. I'm not sure how much will be a crypto PACs will be able to influence in this election, but going into 2020. 2026, 2028, 2030, 2032, 2034. I think that's going to end. All right, but unfortunately, that's all the time we have. So let's pop over and we'll take a look at CoinMarketCap and see how things are going. And we'll go to the markets. 2.42 trillion dollar market cap. That's insane. Absolutely insane to me. I think it was over 2.5. I mean, we've added $500 billion in the past week. So like I said, there's going to be some pullback. Bitcoin is showing that it's down 2.5% on the day, sitting at $65,000. Ethereum is still up 3.5% on the day at just shy of 3,700. God, Doge is down to 16. Shiba Inu cracked into the top 10? Has that always been in the top 10? My goodness. I think it's really weird that we have meme coins in the top 10. Doge is 9, Shiba Inu is 10. So, Well, that's the world we live in. Let's see. Ava's doing okay. Mantic, Dramatic. Link. Poor 4chan bros. Link can't crack $20, can't stay above $20 to save their lives. But yeah. I don't know. We're gonna see this. Top winner currently, Theta is up 30% day over today. And biggest loser is Floki. So that'll wrap things up again. My name is John Brynn, and I will catch you guys next time. Stay safe and hold.